This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thanksgiving, Thursday, November 22nd, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. American explorer John Allen Chow, age 26, died last week after visiting the remote Indian tribe of North Sentinel Island with the goal of preaching the gospel, reports Reuters. Hostile tribe members fired arrows at Chow after he stepped onto the island, but he kept walking. Fishermen saw tribals tying a rope around his neck and dragging his body. Chow wrote in his journal previously, quote, "I'm doing this to establish the kingdom of Jesus on the island. Do not blame the natives if I'm killed," end quote. The Sentinelese are one of the last people groups unreached by civilization. Please pray for their salvation. Psalm 116, verse 15 says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky is calling on the U.S. government to suspend all aid to Pakistan until Asiya Bibi, the Christian woman who was acquitted of false blasphemy charges, is allowed to leave the country. Writing for Breitbart this week, Senator Paul said, quote, "I've made it a personal mission of mine in office to stop the United States from funding or being allied with places that persecute Christians," end quote. Bibi says she is willing to go to any Western country, but no government has offered a visa yet. Canada's Alberta government issued an order last week forcing left-wing policies onto Christian schools, reports LifeSite News. In September, Alberta's Minister of Education ordered religious schools to remove references to truth, male and female, the Bible, and other religious references or face defunding. Tens of thousands of Christians gathered in Melbourne, Australia for Awakening Australia over the weekend and were encouraged to share the gospel in the country where most people say they have no religion. Event organizer Ben Fitzgerald, leader of Awakening Europe, said, quote, "Hundreds were born of God as they responded to Jesus tonight. There is truly something remarkable happening in Australia," end quote. Organizers are praying for God to save 100,000 souls this year in Australia. On Tuesday, the Arizona Supreme Court agreed to hear the case of two Christian artists who are challenging a Phoenix ordinance that would require them to provide services for faux homosexual weddings. Joanna Duca and Brianna Koski, owners of Brush and Nib Studio, could face fines and jail time if they stand by their religious beliefs. The number of abortions in the U.S. dropped by 24% to their lowest level in a decade, according to new data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The rate of abortions for women aged 15 to 44 also declined several percentage points between 2006 and 2015. Teens aged 15 to 19 saw the greatest decreases, with the rate falling by 54%. Also, the Abortion Care Network's 2018 report indicates nearly 150 independent abortion mills have closed down since 2013. 10% of people living in sexually perverted lifestyles identify as evangelical, according to a study by Eastern Illinois University instructor Ryan Burge. The study found the homosexual so-called evangelical respondents were more likely to support abortion and homosexual marriage than the rest of evangelicals. James 4:4 says, "Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God." President Donald Trump threatened to cut federal funding to California this month over recent destructive wildfires that Trump blames on poor forest management. Back in August, California Governor Jerry Brown urged lawmakers to loosen the environmentalist restrictions put on logging as forests have become dangerously overgrown. And finally, Cross Church in Springdale, Arkansas, gathered over 2,000 blessing baskets this past week to provide Thanksgiving meals to local families who cannot afford them. Pastor Ronnie Floyd told the Christian Post that the Blessing Baskets ministry, which the church has done annually since 1992, is an important part of their church's call to love their neighbors. The ministry has blessed 52,000 families and seen 11,000 people come to faith in Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5 reminds us on this Thanksgiving, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Thanksgiving, Thursday, November 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.